Donald. This here's another one for the step.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Well, well, well.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Collect Minds Radio. I'm your DJ. I'm your host.
Oh,
my God. Co-host, Brother Kev.
Peace.
And love,
Sam.
Jay. Peace.
Peace.
Hold
on. We're bombing that
mic. Oh. Yeah. All right. Calm down.
Exactly. Because I think you got your white linen on again. And you about,
right.
You got your sandals on, his brown sandals and his white linen.
and a white hat.
Right, exactly. Got it. Look, got the first three buttons buttoned down.
Yeah.
Hold on, what am I?
Come here.
Okay, let me get some fat. Welcome, everybody, to Collective Minds Radio. Y'all know what today is. It is what it is. We finna talk about R. Kelly and his situation. My poor brother.
Facts.
My poor brother has found himself in a little bit of trouble. On July 17th, it was reported in BuzzFeed that Kelly was accused by some parents of holding their daughters in an abusive cult.
A sex cult.
Well,
I've never heard such a description.
I know it's a shame. Just to give a little backdrop of Kelly and his problems, February 3rd of 2002, a video surfaced allegedly showing Kelly engaging in sex and urinating on an underage girl. The story was released by an unknown source, was sent to the Chicago Sun-Times, the newspaper that broke the story on February 8, 2002. This story surfaced as Kelly was to perform at an opening ceremony of the 2002 Winter Olympics. In interviews with WMAQ Television of Chicago and MTV News, Kelly said that he was not the man in the video. In June 2002, Kelly was indicted in Chicago on 21 counts of child pornography. That same month, Kelly was apprehended by Miami Police Department on the Chicago arrest warrant, and Polk County Sheriff's Office conducted a search of Kelly's residence in Davenport, Florida. During that search, officers recovered 12 images of an alleged underage girl on a digital camera wrapped in a towel in a duffel bag, which allegedly depicted Kelly involved in sexual conduct with a female minor. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the girl in the image obtained from Kelly's Florida home also appears in the videotape, which got Kelly indicted in Chicago. Kelly was arrested January 2003 on those charges. March of 2004, those charges were dropped due to lack of probable cause for the search warrants. Fast forwarding, after a number of delays, on October 27, 2006, a Cook County, Illinois court hearing for pretrial motion set the date of the actual trial to February 7, 2007. On the date of the trial, Kelly's lawyer informed the court that his client was unable to attend because he was undergoing surgery for a burst appendix. He also announced that Kelly was in good condition and was expected to be released from the hospital later in the day. Kelly's attorney stated that Kelly, who pleaded not guilty, would be in attendance on the next trial date, February 21st, 2007. It had previously been announced by the court that the videotape that allegedly showed Kelly performing sex acts with the underage woman would be publicly shown as evidence in the trial. The trial, however, was delayed due to disputes over when the tape was made and to give medical recuperation time to the sitting judge following a fall resulting in broken bones. Almost done, y'all. Later the case was set for a September 17th date. It took more than 6 months for the case to go to trial. Jury selection began on May 9th, 2008, and the trial officially started on May 20th with opening statements from the prosecution and defense. After 2 weeks, the prosecution's case wrapped on June 3rd, while the defense wrapped on June 9th. Now, here's the last sentence in this whole big speech I mean, spewed out here. After less than a day of deliberations on June 13th, a Chicago jury found Kelly not guilty, of all 14 counts. Boom. So let's leave the past in the past, okay? Okay. Let's leave the past in the past. The man was found not guilty on all counts. Now, here we is in 2017, and here come these vultures trying to say the man was accused. The man is holding their daughters in an abusive cult. Now, let me speak my mind real quick, y'all. Okay.
Okay.
First off, with his old situation, everybody came down on Kelly, right? We all was on him. We say, if that's Kelly in the video, he dead wrong for what he's doing. I would never agree or approve of that type of behavior from a grown man with a child. But what peed me off is, back then, to me it seemed like the parents got a pass in the situation. Where was her parents at while she sexing R. Kelly in his house? Who don't know where their 13-year-old child is? I mean, to me, that's just negligence. I always knew where my 13-year-old daughters was at. So I don't know what kind of parents this chick had. But I think they should have been held accountable for not protecting their child, putting their child in a situation like that. Makes me think, maybe they was pimping out. Maybe they was expecting some kickbacks from Kelly for setting their daughter out. I'm just saying. Now, fast forward into this situation here. If you look at this family that came out, this man that was, doing the press conference with his daughter up there and talking about bringing his daughter home. I can't think of her name right now. Help me out. Y'all know the girl name? Something Savage?
Miss Savage.
Something Savage. Now, I'm looking at this again. I'm looking at their little press conferences, and I'm studying their actions. You know what this seemed to me like? Seemed to me like their daughter is off doing her thing, enjoying her life with R. Kelly, doing what she want to do. And maybe they just ain't getting some kickbacks that they expect. I'm starting to think these parents and these families is some vultures and leeches. And they're tricking their daughters and setting their daughters out and expecting some payback. So as much as we want to be on Kelly and get down on him about his actions, it's time to start holding these parents accountable for their actions. How does your daughter end up with Kelly? What, did Kelly come to your house and pick up in his car? How did these girls end up at Kelly's house? That's just questions. I just got questions here.
Her name is Jocelyn Savage.
Jocelyn
Savage? Yeah,
Jocelyn, okay.
Jocelyn, something like that.
And I'm sure both of y'all seen the video. Well, she said, her pop's tripping. She like, I'm cool. I'm straight. I'm doing my thing. Maybe the man is just a modern-day Hugh Hefner. They ain't give old wrinkled-up Hugh Hefner no grief about the Playboy bunnies. They let them do their thing. But Kelly, they all over. Sex cult, sex this. Come on, man. The man just a pimp. Okay, he macking. And yeah, they just mad because he mac. Let him do his thing, okay? Let the man get his mac on. Let him have what he wants. If he want to have a harem of women at his crib and the women is happy with it, hey, that ain't nothing. That. Let them do them. Yeah, maybe these parents should have raised their daughters a little better. Maybe they wouldn't be at Kelly's house. Maybe they'd be at home or still in school or doing what they're supposed to do instead of laying up with Kelly. So.
Well, actually, but you know what? parents, whether it's them or R. Kelly's mom, whomever, should have been raised a little bit better. Because I would hate for my son to even have the desire to live that type of a lifestyle, to hoard a women and treat them like that anyway. I don't think if these accusations are correct and accurate, I don't condone it, you know, one way or the other. Whether the girls love it or not, I don't condone just the attitude of the man that chooses to say or that want to live that lifestyle. I think that's just kind of foul. And definitely, you made some good points, you know, about the raising of the daughters, and especially back in the past, the 13-year-old, the young lady was 13. That is horrible. You definitely want to question where her parents were. I didn't see the video back then. Wasn't interested in seeing it. Still have not seen it to this day. It just was nothing that on my radar. I didn't care less. I didn't want to see nobody being treated that way. It's just not a desire for me. So I never saw it to say myself personally if I thought it was him or not. If the girl was 13, that's bad behavior on a lot of different sides. Definitely the blame is not just on one person there. If he did that, that's horrible. You know, and I would personally, like you said, like to know what happened to the 13-year-old parents. Were they questioned whether he was found not guilty or not? Her parents should have faced some sort of, you know, accountability, because they should have known where their daughter was at 13, you know. So I totally agree with that. I never heard anything about the child's parents to say, you know, if that went right or not, you know. However, I would like to say this, though. We all know from experience, from the past, and even currently right now today, that the law don't mean too much. So just because the law said that he was not guilty, time, that don't mean doobly squat. We know the law do whatever it wants to do for whatever reason. They'll say this and that for whatever the reason would be. That don't mean that he's not actually guilty. That just means for whatever the reason, he just was able to get off of, you know. So I don't care that he was not found guilty, to be quite honest, to say. And also I would like to address, too, leaving the past in the past. We can't do that if the past created an issue that is current now in the future. So a lot of times it's good to leave the past in the past on some instance, you know, but all the time we just cannot do that. You know, it's good if we could, and in some ways, we are emotionally supposed to be detached from it, of course, but sometimes what we do, fortunately, does carry over into our future. So if he had that past, I think, you know, if he was genuine, if whether it was him or not, but the fact that he was faced with this situation, you know, you would like to think, growing up, we are supposed to get older and more mature as we get older, you know. So you would like to think that although that happened to him back then, now that thing, you know, times are steady going and he's steady getting older, he would have learned and been a little more cautious of his steps and behaviors and the company that he keeps. You know, now we're not talking about 13-year-old girls, but we're still talking about bad behavior and mistreating of still young girls, but still of age. So, of course, legally, he's not criminally making, you know, breaking the law, I don't think, unless he is making them stay without, you know, them to want to stay. But, you know, I just think, you know, this is an awkward situation, because for me, I don't condone the bad behavior when you're going to abuse somebody when it comes to mental abuse, any type of sex abuse, things like that. You know, you're just doing too much. All that excessive sex and excessive women, just excessive stuff. Too much of anything is just not good. And you just, if you got all this going on, you need to evaluate yourself on all, and I'm not just speaking to just one person. I'm just saying on all parties we have. And lastly, I would like to also say those parents that spoke out, I'm with you. they have given me the impression, because I've seen the first video that came out, I think it was the first, and I'm not sure, but when her father, mother, and I believe her sister, something didn't seem quite right about that to me. It really didn't, and I can follow you with that. It's sad to say, but do have people that would do anything for the almighty dollar.
Ain't they from Atlanta?
I think so, but I can believe that they was probably wanting some kickback. They delivered their child to this man who already have this gruesome past and this history. You know, you still chose to send your child there to talk to him, knowing the reputation. And if you didn't know this man personally to say whether or not the last or the first accusations were correct or not, then you taking a risk. And I personally would not want to take a risk with my child. I say, look, baby, they said these things about this man. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's not worth, you know, it's not worth the risk for me to encourage you to go participate with this guy. You know, but instead they still did that, hoping for a come up and hoping that she would be discovered. And yeah, she was discovered by on all kind of ways they didn't like. And and now that they probably was hoping that he was gonna love their daughter, think she's great, and she was gonna begin to make this money and still be living at home and she can help them. But instead, since she's at his house, they not reaping any benefits from it. So they like, this ain't right. And now they still trying to reap some benefits, but they did say. So what y'all think about this? They were saying that the videos appeared that there was somebody in the background kind of coercing her into saying this and saying that. I mean, what y'all think about that?
What you think, brother?
Because all those people, these videos and saying that she feels safe and she's good. I mean, what if
right.
somebody is making her say that?
Right. Well, I haven't seen the videos, but I'm gonna take a different angle from you guys because I just think, you know, where there's smoke, there's a little bit of fire. So I want to separate R. Kelly the musician from R. Kelly the man. You dig what I'm saying? Because I think we all can probably agree. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello.
Wow. That's Mufasa.
Yeah. Mufasa. All right, mute your line until you get it ready, get the cue ready. But no, I mean we can all agree, okay. R. Kelly makes phenomenal music. Hands down. His music is great, it's timeless. He's the man when it comes to making music. Now the other side of R. Kelly's life, all the accusations and what's going on, I hold him more responsible than anyone, that being, you know, the young girls or the girls' parents, because him being in a position that he is, being a superstar with a lot of money, a lot of fame, it's easy for him to manipulate young girls with, you know, impressionable minds and, you know, looking for, looking to come up or looking to succeed in the entertainment or music business. So by him being successful, he can manipulate these young girls. You dig what I'm saying? So all we got to do is look at R. Kelly's track record. Like Mufasa forgot to mention that he married Aaliyah and they were dating, I think, when she was around 15 or 16. That is a young girl. You dig what I'm saying? And then the one with the video, I've seen the video where he allegedly peed on him. And I personally conclude that that was R. Kelly doing some things with this young girl. Again, by him being famous and rich and all this and a musician, successful musician, he probably manipulated that little girl. You dig what I'm saying? Now, as far as the parents of this particular little girl, I'm not sure what they had going on. But as far, you know, little girls and little kids and teenagers, they can lie to their parents. Who knows what she was telling her parents just to get over there to her. You dig what I'm saying?
13.
She could have told them anything.
At 13?
At 13, she could have lied. Yes. That's awful. Now, it's up to the parents. Now, don't get me wrong. It's up to the parents to do your due diligence. If your daughter tell you she's going over her friend's house and, you know, you don't verify that she's over there or whatnot, then that's on you. You got to do your due diligence on what they tell you. But, yeah, it's possible she could have lied and said she was doing something and went over this man's house.
But you're not self-sufficient at 13 when you can just straight get around and do things. So parents are very active and involved in that 13-year-old child's life. So how you getting over that? How you getting to the friend's house?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways. Now, we know we were all teenagers once. She could have got dropped off of a friend's house. He could have came and got her from a friend. Like, it's a number of situations that could have happened. She could have been spending the night somewhere, and they could have came. But like I said, I mean, you can do your due diligence to figure out what your kids are up to, but they still can lie to get things done without you knowing. You know, so that's one. Number two, just recently it came out that he was dating like an 18 and 19-year-old. Like, this man is going on 50. So I think due to the track record, it's clear that he has a problem and he likes young girls. Now, you can say underage, under 18, or whatever, but these are teenagers. These girls are not even in their 20s. We know that even though the legal age for adulthood is 18, most people are not even mature at 20. You dig what I'm saying? And then you have a famous person who can manipulate and use certain things to the positions of power to manipulate these young girls to doing certain things and living with them. You dig what I'm saying? So now, as far as this current situation, the video, I haven't seen the video of the parents. I haven't seen the video of the girl saying she was okay and, you know, her parents just tripping. I haven't seen none of that. I'm just going off, you know, the reports that I'm hearing and what Mufasa just read. But it sounds to me that it's clear that R. Kelly has a problem and he likes young girls, and I think his musical talent is overshadowing the fact that he does have an issue with little girls or teenage girls, let's say. He has an issue with that. Like, this is his track record up until this day. This man is going on 50 or around 50, and something needs to be done, especially when in our community we have a problem with molestation in families, in the community, going on young girls and young boys being abused. I think we as black people really need to, you know, be serious about this. And even though the man makes great music, he's a good artist, he needs to be addressed, and this situation needs to be confronted, because just turning the head and blaming it on the young girls and their parents sounds to me like we just looking for excuses for this man to continue this behavior. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I don't agree with it at all. And like I say, where there's a little smoke, there's always some fire. Like, this is not the first time that we've heard R. Kelly likes little girls. You dig what I'm saying? So I think we just need to get serious. And I would just point this out, because this is just my opinion. If these were little white girls, I believe R. Kelly would be in jail right now. But because they're black and people are making excuses.
Hold up.
Imagine R. Kelly with a young 17-year-old white girl? And no, that, he would be under the jail. At 50 years old, he would be under the jail. You did it, man. So the fact that these are young black girls, we kind of giving him a little pass, which I think is totally wrong in my opinion. So, you know,
that's why I brought up the fact. That's why I brought up Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner had young white girls at his Playboy mansion all the time. Nobody tripped
off
of him.
He's white though. He's white.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
We know that things are different. You know, things are different. Like, we can name a lot of white people that have got away with this. Like, Woody Allen married his stepdaughter. You dig what I'm saying? When she was underage, she was like 16, 17. Woody Allen, who's a famous actor and director in Hollywood to this day, married his stepdaughter, and he's still married to her to this day. Like, who knows what type of mental, you know, coercion he put her under. You dig what I'm saying? Like, these are minors. What type of, you know, your mind is impressionable when you're that young. You can fall for anything because you're just, you know, you're green. You know, you're not really hip to a lot of things. So Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, is a pedophile known for molesting children. Like, this goes on in Hollywood, but that don't give R. Kelly an excuse to do what he's done. You dig what I'm saying? I don't think that gives him an excuse. You dig what I'm saying? Like, he makes great music. I give him that. But that's about as far as it goes. Like, he has a problem.
That don't have nothing to do with it, like you say, the fact that he makes music. I, for one, think the bigger issue is that just throughout history, I know not in just our society, it's not okay so much in our society, but there are other societies that do think it's okay for young girls to be with older men in other societies. You know, they marry the age of 13. The minute a young lady can get her menstrual, they ship them off and be married in other cultures and other societies. Unfortunately, that way of thinking, just screws over. And not so much screws over, it's just that the fact that you just have some people that see things like that as just being okay. So what happens, you have people that's not even born of that culture but still develop this type of mentality as well. You know, the society tends to kind of guide us in how we should and shouldn't live and what's wrong and what's right. Our society does. But if we didn't have certain types of guidelines, you know, who knows? It'll be all kind of men sleeping with babies, and because they do it under, you know, they sneak and do it. So, I think the bigger issue is this: that unfortunately, some people think it's okay, you know, and some cultures have deemed for it to be okay, and some other cultures like ours say that it's not, you know. But that does not stop the spirit of the man, mainly, because you said mainly in men, but not exempting women, but that does not stop the spirit dwelling in somebody of an older person being attracted to a young person. So my question would be, how do we address that? Because that's the issue. Whether it's legal or not legal, how do we get past the fact that the spirit of the person will come, you know, come to a point where they like, I want this young person, whether they're going to be justified to do it or not. But you got, like I said, you got people over here in the United States, although this culture is not for that, they'll sneak and do it, you know. Then, like in Kelly's situation, they'll do it to a point where they won't get legally you know, reprimanded. So he'll get, like you said, 18-year-old, 19-year-old. But he still, you know, kind of still cultivating.
He's still a teenager.
He's still
cultivating. Well, exactly.
I can give you a solution. Is what I touched on earlier is parents raising their children. I mean, it's obviously something that happened in R. Kelly's past that got him acting like that. Something happened to him. Somebody wasn't mentoring him and him the way they should have been having his behavior. It's a sickness. They should have known about it or been monitoring it. He should have got help for this long time ago. And then also, like I said, I don't want to take the emphasis off of these parents whose daughters are with this guy. Even with the older situation, like I said, I don't get how do you not know with his old situation that your 13-year-old is in the hands of R. Kelly? When my kids were that age, when they wanted to go over their friend's house, I knew who the parent was, whose house they was. First off, if I even allowed that to happen, because most of the time I didn't go nowhere and stay nowhere. But when I did, I knew who the parent was. I checked in, made sure they think that the parent going to be watching over them. You know, I just don't trust and say, okay, going over Joe Blow and them crib, and you go, it's all good, and don't be paying attention. You have to monitor children because they are children and impressionable. Now,
that is
also
true.
I remember watching that video too. This other thing I got against the parents. Watching that video, and you say, Brother Kev, you saw it too. You saw this girl's behavior in this video.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely a grown woman as far as behavior-wise. Yeah, she was doing
most
some
people,
things that...
yeah, most
yeah.
people don't.
Like that
wasn't
the first time.
Oh, it definitely
right,
was Definitely
right.
was not.
Oh, yeah.
Most people get disturbed when I bring this up. They think that, you know, they don't like that I bring this up, but I have to bring it up. When I saw the actions of this child, that was not her first time. You don't know who touched this child or taught this child that before him.
Mm.
He definitely wasn't in the video taking nothing. You know what I'm saying? This child knew
what she was doing.
Yeah. So, like, this wasn't her first time. No telling who been doing stuff to their kid. Where was her parents at for this stuff was taken from when she was learning these behaviors? Where was her parents at? Well, we don't talk about the parents at all. We just talking about the predator. We just talking about what Kelly did or supposedly did. Which is cool, I understand that. But why are we continuing to let parents off the hook for not monitoring and watching over their children? Like I said, that was not no baby just getting taken. This girl was getting busy like she's been in porn for 20 years. Where did that behavior?
Right, yeah.
Who taught her that?
Yeah, it was definitely consensual. But then the question is, at what age are you able to consent? You dig what I'm saying? 13, 14,
it depends on where
15.
You live.
Exactly. Yeah. It depends on the state. But, you know, at what age are you able to consent? Can a 12-year-old consent to sex?
You depends
know,
on the
rhetorical
society.
Question.
That's what Love is saying. It depends on the society.
Yeah, I personally feel like in my world, and Love Lachey's world, you're not able to consent until you are old enough to you out of college, you old enough to, you know, get married, all those things. You ain't old enough
to consent. Yeah, that sounds good.
You ain't old enough to consent until you break through and all them A's.
Yeah, you got to check yourself on that one. Go ahead and think back in the day. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Right,
Go on, think back in the day. Think back in the days when you was that age.
What, 13?
No, I mean, you saying after college? You know what I'm saying? That's like 25. Let's go back to when you was 19, 20, 21.
I'm saying that as an adult with kids and girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right. So you saying my understanding is different now.
Yo.
You know?
It is what it is.
That's why I'm so much focused on parenting, because I know a young mind can wander off a lot of different directions if it's not guided correctly.
Right.
You know,
but
I know
especially R. Kelly though, this man is famous with money. Hell, he can manipulate some grown women.
You know what I'm saying?
Like just based on the power and fame and money that he has. So just imagine a young girl who thinks she can sing and she looks up to him and she's trying to get in the business. Oh, man, it's like candy from a baby. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's just easy. You know, and by him being 50, pushing 50, you have to know better than this. You're manipulating little girls. You dig what I'm saying? Like, what 50-year-old, what are you doing with the 18-year-old, period? In a sexual relationship, like what type of mindset does that person have if you 50 and you find attraction in an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
He's like, you know, is what he have. People is by the Almighty God. Let me tell you something. I know women will be living in a bush by now, if apes can be rich, if apes have money, folks would be living in bushes just for the money. Mm. And people would do all kind of foolishness for it. It's crazy. It's sad to say.
Right.
That's why them girls, I'm telling you, them girls ain't being held against their will. Them girls, all you gotta do is go to YouTube, type in R. Kelly's Cookie Monster video. You're gonna see what's going down. Do your research. Them girls
are
watch the video.
Okay. And that's fine, but the point still remains, though. You know, it's bad behavior, and I do agree with you, though, that it shouldn't just be on him, because the victim as well, but the parents, absolutely. Now, because as a parent, I'm speaking as a parent, you know, if you and in this case, the current case, the girl is how old now, Miss Savage, how old is she?
I think 20 or 21.
And they say she's been with R. Kelly since she's been, what, 18?
That part, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Because she's been with him for a minute now. She's been with him for a minute. And, but the parents.
Matter of fact, I also heard that the 13-year-old that we're talking about, I heard that she's staying with him now. That's what I heard. I heard that same 13-year-old girl that was accused, that was tied in with all them accusations back in the day, is with him in his adult life.
Wow, I can believe that because I think they settled out of court. Something happened to where, you know, it got swept under the rug, from my understanding. Like, because she came out, or she didn't want to testify against him, or something like that. Like, so I can believe that she's probably still with him. I can believe that.
Do you guys know that in that case, she said that, did he say he knew the girl, or he was just like, I know her, but that wasn't me, or I don't know her, I never seen her? Like, how is it that she's with him now and people know that? And he just won a case that wasn't him. So I don't understand how that happened.
Well, I don't think, it's all like some legalities, but I don't think she wanted to testify against him. You dig what I'm saying? And her parents was kind of on his side, too. Like, I don't know if he paid them or what, but nobody wanted to cooperate with the investigation to go ahead and press charges. So without that, I guess, you know, the state couldn't press charges if you don't have the person saying that, yeah, that's me, and we, you know, that was R. Kelly and Whoopi. Well, if you don't have that, then you ain't got no case. So, you know, with that, he could, you know, I could see that. Yeah, I could see her still being with him. I could definitely see that. Definitely see that. Yeah, but the fact that these girls currently say that they're not being held against their will, that may be true, but it's kind of like, you know, what has been promised to these young girls? What type of quote unquote goodies are they getting, like, as far as, you know, some money? Are they getting close? You know, like, what is going on to keep these girls there? Are they aspiring singers? You know, what's going on? So I think the fact that, you know, they're not being held against their will, yeah, of course, it's R. Kelly. He ain't gotta hold nobody against their will. You dig what I'm saying? All R. Kelly gotta do is put out the word that, hey, come live in my house in Atlanta or wherever, and, you know, you go get you'll get the superstar treatment. And plenty of girls go line up, you know, 18 to 50 go line up to sign up for that. You know, all expenses paid, you living in a mansion, you know, you may have to do a few tricks here and there, but hey, you in R. Kelly house and you quote unquote got a piece of the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, yeah, they not being held against their will because you ain't got to when you are Kelly. But you can manipulate and switch things around to where it may just not be the healthiest environment for you. You dig what I'm saying?
A few tricks. You know.
Yeah, you might have to do a few tricks every now and then. But, hey, you living in R. Kelly mansion and, you know, y'all doing the A-list things and going on tour every now and then. Like, come on. Like I say, from 18 to 50 will be lining up to sign up for that.
Yeah.
You dig? So.
Kelly getting a bad rap. We know he got some issues that, you know, somebody need to help him out with. He needs some counseling. He need an intervention for sure. You know, because he too close on the edge of the danger zone with these young girls. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely need an intervention. But at the same time, whatever that man doing in these girls that's now of age, if they choosing to stay with this man, hey, fault them, fault their parents. I'm still having a hard time understanding. Like, what is it, like a van? Is R. Kelly riding around in a white van and snatching girls up off the street? How does this happen, y'all? Help me figure out how does it end up.
From my understanding, from my understanding with this particular young lady whose parents came out, I thought they said that they went to the concert and stuff, and they met with him, you know, in the back. So her parents basically took her. They delivered her to him. That's what I'm saying. They delivered her to this man that you already know has this reputation. What are you expecting? What are you looking for? Like if I say as a parent, what are you looking for? What are you hoping for? What do you expect when you deliver your daughter to a man with this reputation? Whether it's true or false, you mean to tell me you're gonna take the risk? You know, is that many money and fame? Is that meaningful to you that you taking this risk? You think he's the only person that gained success? Like, it's no other options here? I'm like, somebody should have stopped them and said, look, think about it. Are you sure? Do you think this is your only option? You know, do you think this is the only way that your daughter can get recognized? Do you really think this is your only option?
That little bougie man was trying to get paid. Matter of fact, he probably wouldn't have turned himself out to R. Kelly, too.
If he wanted him, he probably would have, right? Because he seems to have been, you know, so, you know, for it. You know, he was so for his daughter to gain this all this recognition. That lets me know he was looking for it himself. You know, he was looking for something himself. You know, let's take a caller. And see, let's try to get some other info before we find out. That's 314-616.
Hello?
Hello, Peace, caller, Peace.
Can you guys hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. We hear you, caller, Peace.
Okay,
hey,
caller. You got something you want to
say? I apologize once again. I'm kind of going in and out, so I haven't really gotten everything that has been said. So if I repeat something that's already been said, then, you know, please forgive me. But I saw the topic as it relates to R. Kelly. I want to say first and foremost that, you know, big fan of his music. You know, I don't sit well with the things he's been accused of or the things that have been said against him in the past. But What I also want to say is under the paradigm of white supremacy, we as black people have become our worst enemy. When you look at the social media and everything that's been said about him, I'm not saying that he's guilty or that he does or does not deserve these attacks, but we must also be in a position where we're also calling out these white entertainers too, like Jerry Seinfeld, the guy from that 70s show, as well as
right.
Paul Walker. You know, these are people that also have done the same exact thing. And I ask myself, why is there not a campaign against the things they're doing? Like, I look at Bill Cosby, you know, and I'm not saying that he did or did not do that. I understand the moves that he was trying to make, which may be the reason why they're putting him in this position. But then I say, you would say this about Bill Cosby, but I don't see, what's this guy's name from Two and a Half Men?
Yeah,
going around
right.
Giving people HIV?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, you're talking about Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen,
Charlie
exactly.
Sheen.
And
yeah.
Nothing's being said about that. So,
right.
You know, with that being said, the point that I want to say, too, is when it relates to this topic, before we begin to make indictments and attacks against our own people, we need to be doing something where we're also talking about these other people outside of our culture, because that seems to be the big distraction. And when we target people like, you know, whether it's R. Kelly or Usher, O.J., whatever, we're really becoming an aid to white supremacy.
I think that
us as melanated people, we need to be doing something in our own culture where we're protecting these people and we're getting them whatever healing or whatever else that needs to be done to get them away from that stuff. We don't need to be contributing to the madness.
Agreed.
You brought up a good point, Carla. And I mentioned Woody Allen too. You know, Woody Allen married his stepdaughter, Sun Yi, when she was like 16 or 17. You know, Roman Polanski, like all these guys. So in my opinion, there's nothing really outside of white supremacy. So we got to look at it like as far as black people attacking R. Kelly, it may be just, but I think we need to figure out a way where we can render our own form of justice and not weigh particularly on the dominant society or white society to have us jump down on these people. You know what I'm saying? Because they can manipulate the media and manipulate stories to where it seems like Black Twitter and Shea Butter Twitter, everybody just come down on another
exactly.
black person, which they love. However, they don't put out their same dirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as when they do their dirt, Roman Polanski and all these guys, Woody Allen, marrying these underage kids, they don't really put out their dirt for us to attack. But it seems like we do attack each other more so than, you know, being fair and going after everybody who's participating in, you know, underage sex or messing with, you know, underage girls or whatever. So I think you brought up a good point, Carla. That was excellent. You know,
that is a good point. And thanks for calling, too. If you have time, please stay on and listen to us. I'd like to definitely address that, but I'm going to go on and take another caller right now. We're going to move on to caller 360-200. Caller 360-200. Caller, are you there? Area code 360. Caller, are you there? Okay.
Peace, Carla. Ain't no man.
No. But I definitely, you know, like the last caller just brought up, you know, as far as, you know, the how we need to basically, I guess, kind of address our own issues. I believe that's what he was saying. And I do, I mean, I agree with that, you know, but it's, you know, I'm still, me personally, I don't care what culture you're from, I just think that there's bad behavior. That's just my own personal thing, though, for an older man to be with a young lady, you know, underage like that. So I'm not going to condone it, no matter what culture it is, no matter what race, no matter what. And the reason is because that spirit is not the spirit is in, it can be in anybody. The spirit is not going to you know, determine whether it's not going to say, okay, well, this guy is this or this person is over here, this woman is here. It's going to get in any vessel that's willing to take on that behavior, you know. So I personally, although I understand and I understand what the caller was saying and what you were saying, Brother Kevin, and I see the difference. I do know that society definitely portrays white culture different than black. It's definitely
right.
Unfair. And I do see the difference between how if this was done in a, if we were talking about this behavior that was done in a white culture, that the other white people in the culture wouldn't be so hard on them. You know?
Right, right.
They probably wouldn't even say nothing. They'll let the media tell their story, and that's about it. They're not going to get involved.
Be, right, they won't blow it. Exactly.
They're not going to get involved. They're not going to make all these memes, and they're not going to get that involved
right.
with the story to bring the person
right.
down.
Hugh Hefner got a pass. They built him up as an iconic figure. See, they that's how they do their people. You know, and I'm still,
right.
like I said, I'm not condoning what Kelly did or what he's accused of. I'm not condoning. But like the caller said, we quick to outlash on our people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We quick
yeah,
to attack
him.
We didn't attack.
I agree.
We didn't attack Hugh for what he was doing.
Right. That's what I was saying. I think we need our own standard, a code of conduct, and we need to set our own standards as a culture, as opposed to waiting on the dominant society to put out a story and then we jump on it. Because what it does is a lot of things just divide us. Like when these stories come out, you got half people on R. Kelly's side, half people against them. You know, you got the Bill Cosby thing, you got half black people on his side, half black people against them. So all these things really just draw us further apart as opposed to us, you know, setting our own code of conduct and our own standards. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to be accountable for our own people. And when they do wrong, we got to be on their head and render our form of justice. And, you know, don't worry about what they do. Because if they want to have, you know, the Hugh Hefners and pedophiles and all that type of stuff in Hollywood doing their thing, that's on them. But I think we need to have a higher standard. Just based on the position we're in, but we just need to have a higher standard of how we conduct ourselves. You know what I'm saying, when it relates to things like this.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Yeah,
yeah,
we got to.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good.
Go ahead, Lovey.
Go ahead, Lovey.
And they just come down to just basic unity that we lack in the community. That's all that. That only thing that does is just continue to show lack of unity that we have. You know,
right,
so,
right.
Until we can unite. You know, those other things, those other great ideas that we have, the codes and all those things, it's not going to work. You know.
Nope.
Right. It's like pouring cold water and it's not going to be effective. It's not going to work if we're united. You know. So,
I hear some background. What's going on? I hear background.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I think that was Mufasa. He may be having some issues or something. But, yeah, if we don't get a chance to figure out a way to unite with one another, you know, it's gonna always have so many different effects. You know, so many different other problems that's going to, you know, come about. And that's when we're going to really realize and see how we not united when things like this come up and we see how we're divided and we don't stand for one another.
Exactly.
Trying to, you know, fix it and say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to stay out of it. If the news media brought this up, you know, I'm not going to I'm not going to put in a public opinion.
Feed
to
into
this.
It, right. Right.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, and let me say this, too, because uniting doesn't actually mean that we got to agree. You dig
exactly.
what I'm saying? United doesn't mean we got to agree. However, we shouldn't be dragging this man in the mud. If he needs help, then it should be we should have a culture set up to where we're getting the necessary help that's needed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got to agree on every topic and every situation, but those that need help in our community, we need to be getting them help rather than bashing them online and, you know, making memes and doing all this other stuff, because that, again, that shows a lack of unity. You know, people be right. fighting and blocking each other online because of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just because we united on certain things, just because we united don't mean we have to agree, but it's a certain way that we can address the issues that we have in our community. You know what I'm saying? Because what we're doing is we taking on a lot of the ways of the dominant culture. We taking on a lot of the ways of white culture, because that's the system that we're under. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of our behaviors and stuff are a direct reflection of that, even though we may not necessarily, in our right minds, we may not necessarily conduct ourselves that way. But since we under this paradigm of white supremacy, then, you know, a lot of our actions are results of, you know, of being under this system, in my opinion. So, you know,
well,
we just got to do that. Yeah.
I was just going to add to the conversation. Also, I mean, if you go back to our ancestors, we had pharaohs, kings, incivitis, however you want to call it, that had multiple concubines, you know, wives, women, whatever. So at the same time, that's something that could be resonating in R. Kelly's DNA. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, it could. However, it'd be different if he was messing with women of his age. But it's just a little strange to me. Now, again, this could be a culture thing, but it's strange to me that a 50-year-old would be attracted to someone 18, 19, even 20. Mm. You dig what I'm saying? But, I mean, I know it happens all the time, and, quote-unquote, that's a legal age. But I still think that it says something about, you know, you as a man, if you're, you know, 50 and you're attracted to girls in their 20s or younger, you know what I'm saying?
It's like you said,
to me.
It's like you said with the culture thing. Like, let's even go into Bible story. Okay, you think all these people that's in, if you call you Christian people out there, all these people that's in the book that had all these gazillion and one kids, you think they was having them by old women? I mean, some of these women had to be young and be popping out these babies. So, again, it goes to a culture thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. And I think I'm going to say this, too, and this may be a little unpopular, but I think that the way and the rate R. Kelly been going, I don't know if he's able to be helped at this point. I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has been a long time. Like I said, he has a trail, a history of these type of things. Like, we've been hearing these allegations for a long time, since Aaliyah. You know what
right.
I mean? Since he broke Aaliyah, we've been hearing this type of stuff. So at this point, I think, you know, he's gotten away with a lot of things. And, you know, he has money, he has fame. And he's R. Kelly, so I think, honestly, I don't know if he's able to be helped or rectified, to be honest, in my opinion. I don't know, because you're continuing the same behaviors after you went on trial for allegedly being on video with the underage girl. And you're still doing this type of behavior. It's kind of like, you know, I just don't know. It has to be something catastrophic to stop the rumors, let's say. Because I think they're going to come up. I think this will blow over for a minute, and then in a year or two, we're going to hear another story. You know what I'm saying? Like, these stories have been happening for years.
It's more entertainers and celebrities that know about this behavior, too. You know, come on. These people know what these folks know what's going on with Kelly. They know what's up.
No doubt. No doubt.
They're probably, a lot of these people probably participate in the same type of behavior.
Yeah, that's
you know
not
what I'm
saying? It's not just isolated to him. You know,
yeah, it's not just him, no doubt.
It's definitely not just isolated to him. It's just an issue. It's an issue, and for some people, they think it's okay. You know, for some, they choose not to live that way. You know, I'm one of the ones that choose not to live that way. I do know that some people choose to live that way or want to live that way or have a desire to live that way because I recognize that behavior to be a spirit, you know. And so, hey, if they choose to submit to it, you know, that's what it's going to be. That's why you got cultures that's like, hey, we can do this.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
Right.
Their perception is just that it's okay. Men, women, their perception is just different. You know, they have a different way of seeing it and a different way of understanding what it is. Like I say, I personally perceive it to be a little, it's not balanced. You know,
and I don't think
the behavior is not a balance to me, and I think things should be more balanced and well-rounded than that. So,
and I still think, you know, I'm gonna go back to this throughout this conversation. Parents, raise your children, and if you ain't ready to be a parent, don't have no kids. You know, we got so many lost children out here of parents that had these kids and they ain't ready. They don't know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And we just breeding a generation of lost kids. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
You have to monitor. When you have a child, you have to monitor your child. We know that this is a savage thing. It's good people out here, but it's a lot of savages and bad people that prey on not just kids but grown people out here. It's wolves out here. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful world, but hey, it's some cruel things in this world. When you have these kids, you should be responsible for raising and protecting that child. And when you don't do that, then you have failed not only yourself, but you have failed that child also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, being a parent is a 24-hour job. And you on that job for at least 18 years, at least.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
You're on that job as long as you're on this earth.
Right, that too. That's why, true. Let me correct you. Good correction. Right. It's a 24-hour job, and you on that job as long as you and your kids are on this earth. So I agree that, you know, in any situation, all parties play a responsibility. No matter how it go down or who did what, all parties involved play a responsibility. So, yes, the parents have responsibility. The child, when they're of age, also has a responsibility. And then the predator or the accused or whoever accused, they also have a responsibility as well. I agree that, you know, the parents have to be – we got to be more diligent with our kids because, again – we got a problem with molestation in our community, and a lot of times it happens with family members. You know what I'm saying? So you even got to watch when you let your kids go over your family and cousin's house what's going on. You know what
I'm
saying? So, you know, we got to be on point when it comes to raising our kids and, you know, being in our lives and do our due diligence on what they saying they doing, where they at. You know, how is it going down? You know, we got to ask all the pertinent questions and definitely, you know, monitor our kids' behavior. So I'm with you on that. However, I think I would say most of the responsibility, in my opinion, goes on R. Kelly because I look at him as the influential figure, celebrity figure, famous person rich, successful money, and these young girls are, like I say, impressionable, young, maybe trying to get into it, to the industry, or just, you know, in awe of this person because they've seen him on TV, he can sing, he do this, do that, you know, so they probably just in awe of this person. And if they see that this person that they done looked up to, seen on TV, is taking an interest in them, oh, that's going to melt their little hearts. You know what I'm saying? That's just go. They're going to be silly putty and pretty much do anything the man say. You know what I'm saying?
But don't forget, Brother now, Kelly, like the early Kelly could, we don't know his upbringing. You know, we expecting that. The troubled person, a troubled man, that we go back, we go back to years in his young days when he was doing this. So how are we going to ask a sick person to monitor their behavior when they sick also?
Agreed.
You know, he's a sick. And see, when I had this conversation yesterday with someone, they tried to say that I'm still, they tried to blame me for putting it on the child, you know, making it the child's fault. And no, I'm not making it the child's fault at all. I'm pushing it on the parent, on parenting the kids. Because even like I said with Kelly, we know he's sick. Where was his support system at when he was going through this as he was coming up? I'm sure this behavior just didn't just pop out of nowhere. We don't know what happened in this man's life. He may, matter of fact, well, no, I'm not going to say that because I ain't proved it yet, but we don't know what happened to him in his childhood. He could have went through some molestation problems in his childhood years. You know, and like
true.
You were saying, with the amount of that type of behavior in our community, in our community, we don't know what things
yeah,
that man
is,
child.
That
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but how we gonna hold him? I mean, how we gonna say put all the blame on him when it's not? He is a part of the problem, but also the problem is with how he came up also.
Right.
So
that's true.
That we don't get off of that, you know, because a lot of people seem to forget about that. They keep saying, pointing the finger at him and what he did, which that's good. That's fine and dandy to point the finger at him. But don't forget about pointing the finger at the parents, not only the parents of these kids or these young ladies that he's involved with, but also pointing the finger at how he came up.
Right.
We don't
know
who on this man been sick.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? It is it's a big problem. The problem, like I said yesterday to someone, is bigger than just Kelly.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? This is a whole big issue, you know, and it needs to be addressed. The whole thing about abuse and sexual abuse in our community, we need to start addressing that more. Because
yeah, exactly. We need to be up front, yeah. Yeah, it happens a lot. We need to be up front. We need to talk about it. But I think it's safe to say, obviously, something happened, you know, early in R. Kelly's life to where he took this route, where he's attracted to, you know, young girls. I think something obviously happened. Now, what happened and what age and, you know, what was going on, you know, we don't know. But I think it's safe to say something happened, you know, because I just don't think that's normal. You know, to have these young women, you know, you steady being accused of sleeping with young women, teens, we talking about, like, you know, something obviously happened. And typically, you know, it's crazy to say, but a lot of talented people that are super mega talented, they always got some type of dark secret in their closet. You know what I'm saying? Like something always comes up when we have successful people, whether they did it or not, who knows? But it's always some type of, you know, darkness or cloud over super talented people for some reason. I you know, I can't put my hands on it, but, you know, something obviously went on in Aura's life that, you know, that caused this behavior, so. You know, he could potentially be a victim, and like I say, all parties involved need to, you know, need healing. Let's just say, you know, all parties involved probably need healing.
Yeah, because I also, too, don't want to leave out something I think is very, very important. You know, yeah, I know I always like to come from a spiritual side of it. And, you know, I think it's more so of what individuals deem as valuable to them. That's going to dictate what, you know, how far you go to do something, to get it. And just because R. Kelly have money, just because he can sing, if these girls and other people, not just them, but even also other people out of society, if they wouldn't hold such high value to that, you know, it's like that's what's in them. You know, if you're going to hold the fact that he got money, you're going to hold money and his singing and his popularity to high values and standards like that, that's an issue because that's not where we should hold our value at. You know, we shouldn't worship, basically that's what they're doing, worshiping money, you know, where they're willing to do these things for it, because why wouldn't they look at him as an older person that's like, oh, this guy's old enough to be my father, you know? Why aren't they looking at him that way, just as him looking at them like these little babies? You know, why aren't they looking at each other in the true life that they're in? Is because each one of them is focused on something, their own desire that they want. Everybody is self-driven by their own desires, and they not, and it makes them overlook other things. She more than likely the ladies are more, they're driven by, like you guys mentioned, the fame, the money, all those things. That's what's valuable to them. They can care less that he's an old man. He's older and all that. They can care less about that. And that's where the problem is. He's looking at them as, you know, his value in them, since he already had the money and all that, they're not giving him that, whatever he's going to gain from them, you know. It's sex, you know. So everybody have their own desires and what they're looking for. It's what they value the most. Because if you don't value those types of things the most, you wouldn't be at risk of being, you know, tricked or swept up in that type of lifestyle. You know?
Right.
Buying money to that type of life, I mean, that type of value. You know, then shoot, I'm at risk of being swept up or enticed by money all the time if it was that important to me. So, like Mufasa said, it definitely goes back to parenting, and we have to teach our kids and preach to ourselves, you know, what's valuable to us. You know, we got to get back to morals and things like that. You know, our spirituality, those types of things, those are the most valuable. You know, if you have a pound of gold, you know, is it? I guess to a pound of mud, gold is not valuable, but to us it is. So it's what we want to gain from it. That person, that individual. It's where our hearts and our perceptions is. All those things just play a part. It always just still goes back to each individual and their spirituality. We get so lost and caught up on all these things that we see, all the things that we want to have, all these material things that we want to have, and we just worship all these material things. And I just think that is just so sad that our society is driven by material things. You know, and that's all it's about. These girls and the parents, all that, they want these material things. Or Kelly has the material thing, so he, you know, apparently wanted it too at some point. You know, but now that he have it, there's other perks that come with it. He know that, like Brother Kevin said, that he know people would do anything for it. So he definitely know he had upper hand. He can dangle some treats in front of somebody and get them to do all kind of tricks. You know, he know that he can get what he want just because of what he have, because he recognized the hunger in these women. He know what, you know, it's sad to say, but people just is driven by material items. You know, so if you not so caught up in material items and your heart is in the right place, you wouldn't be, he wouldn't be able to dangle nothing in front of you. And you so easily swept up and also, girl, or Kelly, it wouldn't be that exciting to you because you would know that it's something bigger and better. And not only that, you can get these things on your own. You don't need R. Kelly to dangle some diamonds in front of you. It's plenty of people got diamonds without him. He ain't gave everybody that got diamonds. So you would know that already. You don't have to feel like, oh, girl, R. Kelly want me to sing. He want me to come in. You don't have to be that excited about that. It's like, why are you that excited that you're willing to do these things and be with this old man that's old enough to be your dad and grandfather?
Right.
You know, because I doubt
that
you love him.
We are talking about young girls, though. We are talking about young girls. So they may not, you know, have the life experience that we see. But I see what you're saying, though, because that go back to society's value system. We value the wrong things, like you say, money, material items, fame, like all these things. Like fame is the new currency. This is what social media is about. Fame is the new money. If you got the fame, you feeling good. You know what I'm saying? So that's the new money. So yeah, we just gotta not value those things and put a better stock in integrity, spirituality. You know, honesty. You know.
Exactly.
So what's that, Mufasa? Yeah.
I just got to say this because I listened to her. I agree with everything she said, except for that whole the thing about old R. Kelly is an old man.
He is
not an old man. You know what I got to? Let me tell you what I got to say about that. Let me tell you something.
Be more clear in what I was meaning by that. Because that's still in comparison. Let me be more clear in what I was saying about that.
Yeah, he's an old man.
He's nothing but a number. That man ain't old. That man ain't that old. Kelly,
he's old
compared to a 20-year-old.
He's old and seasoned. He ain't old compared to Dick Gregory, no.
And them young
he old compared to them small young babies that's 20 years old, 21.
Yeah.
He old.
Yeah,
them could have been his babies.
Oh.
Right.
They know he ain't old. And they know he's alive and living.
And he's old enough to be that grandpa.
No, he got money.
Exactly.
Nothing but a number.
Hey,
that
was the first
time. That number.
And
value for themselves. I just can't believe it. I feel like you're going to hop on that train. And I wouldn't do that. What you have?
Yeah.
It's what they value. Or Kelly rolled up on y'all and what? Nothing. It's what they value. I don't put money to a higher standard like that. I don't value money. I'm not finna do anything for money.
The money. Come on, y'all trying to act like R. Kelly ain't attractive.
He ain't the finest. Where I'm gonna be 19 and be like, ooh, girl, I'm about to trick myself out, and knowing he got all these women and all that. No. Ain't nobody. I'm sorry. That fine, because he ain't the only good. He ain't the only handsome man in the world. Well, I'm not gonna feel like I just have to get like it has to be him. It's him or no other way. He ain't the only handsome man in the world.
Right. Hey, but the man got it going on. No, that's all I'm saying. He ain't old. The man got
it
paper.
It depends on what you
he got the look. He got the gifts of the gab. Y'all got to get, I mean, get a man his due props. Get, that's all I'm saying. He's trying to make it sound like he's old and decrepit.
Nah.
Why can we carry
the manipulator?
Because
he's an old manipulator, man. He's not old and decrepit. He's a manipulator.
It is what it is.
Ain't nothing but a number.
That was a little cry for help right there.
Y'all hating
exactly.
on him.
Ain't nobody hating on him.
But when he was in that trouble, y'all, he was singing all those gospel songs and Ohio Chase.
You saved me. When he
right.
you saved me, all kind of stuff.
Boy, he saved me and all of that.
Well, you know who. I mean, he tried. He tried.
But
he tried to go. You, but you can't kill
no,
off.
He ain't tried nothing.
He was lying to himself.
He
the fire piper.
He was doing what he had to do.
He the fire piper, y'all.
To stay out behind them bars.
So, point blank, I'm saying all that to say, what type of fool would take their daughter backstage to meet R. Kelly and leave her? They sold that baby off for some paper, and now they mad because they daughter
cause
they ain't
get the paper.
Money.
They ain't
now
get
they
the paper.
Now they want to
expose them.
I definitely agree with that. I think they,
that's why
you know, they.
Up.
They're not getting any. They're not benefiting from her being at his
there
house. So they're like, ah, oh, nah, nope.
There
you need to come here with some. Bring us some. Shoot, your
there
mama's
right.
struggling. Your mama's struggling.
There you go. There
these
go.
Lights about to get cut off. And you over there with R. Kelly. He can't give you. You didn't know what you're doing. You're singing, ain't you? He can't give you no check. Your lights about. I like your mama's lights about to get cut off.
Even when
oh,
when she
I'm just talking. I don't know if that's what it was or not. But
even when the girl wasn't of age, she still wasn't trying to cooperate with her parents because I feel like she wasn't listening to them. She wanted to go where R. Kelly was. And when she got up to do what she wanted to do, she turned 21. She said, "That's what they said." She
rock
said,
about,
baby.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
she
out.
Went on. Yeah, and they like, "Nah, you need to come home because I mean, we got to move if we don't pay this money. I mean, you're singing.
Yeah.
Can't he give you a check?"
Yeah. So it's like the same way we talk about all these problems in our community. Don't think these parents ain't pimping out their kids. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's why I don't want us to get off of these parents and keep on sticking it to Kelly, sticking it to Kelly, sticking it to Kelly. Man, these parents are setting the behavior. I mean, they setting the atmosphere for these kids to get taken advantage of. Like
you
this.
You talking about don't stick it to Kelly?
No, I'm not saying. No, let me rephrase. Don't just stick it to Kelly,
okay.
And let these parents off the hook because I feel like they're setting the atmosphere for their kids to get set out. And they pimping their kids. And that's why this whole story broke. I bet you any money that's why this whole story broke is because their girl parents or somebody's girl parents didn't get their kick down. So they's like, oh, we finna expose this. We finna expose this. Oh, we finna stop it. If we ain't getting no money, ain't nobody getting no money.
Right, but look.
It goes
back to a larger issue in our community. I know we got 6 minutes for the live stream, but real quick, it goes to a larger issue in our community, which is what? Economics. We put a high value on money
because
we ain't
never
had
scarce.
So when we get it, yeah, it's scarce in our community. So when we get it or see somebody that got it, you know, we are excited and ready to do whatever because it's scarce in our community. Resources are scarce. So, you know, it's easy for somebody with money to manipulate us. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I agree. Her parents need to be held accountable. Because I'm sure they, you know, they probably wasn't as rich. I'm sure they, matter of fact, I know they wasn't as rich as R. Kelly. So, yeah, they probably took their daughter up there thinking that she could possibly make some money or do some singing or whatever. But if they did leave her backstage with R. Kelly and told her just, yeah, that was completely wrong. You know what I mean? If it
went down
like
that,
I don't condone
pretty much,
that's not good. Even if she's a singer or she's talented and you thinking that he can help her out and mold her, no, you still don't do that. Leave her with this man. No,
exactly.
You still don't do that.
Especially with that. Right.
You know?
Even if he didn't have the reputation, you
even
still don't deliver your daughter to a man that you don't even know. You don't know this
even
fella.
Know. From a can of paint.
What if she didn't?
Yeah.
But sometimes it lead me to think, because these girls are so wild out there, and I once was young before, how you know that her parents even gave away? How you know they didn't find out about this and stuff? She could have been carrying fake ID, and that's how she got behind the stage and everything.
But, her parents actually did take, they took her to the concert and took her backstage to meet him. They actually did do that.
So
that's public. Now, but what I will say this, what I am unsure about though, is if they just left her that particular night. But they did take her to him, to meet him and to discuss him working with her. And if I can recall correctly, the lady did, which is her mom, did say when they went there, she hadn't seen her daughter, you know, in a long time. Basically she did deliver, although she didn't use those exact words, but she did say that was her last time seeing her daughter. And then for like a long time, like I can't remember how long. And then I think, like, for Thanksgiving or something like that, she ended up coming home for a visit. But really outside of that, they hadn't seen her. So her mother did say that they took her to the concert and took her backstage to meet him, and they ain't seen her since. But they have talked to their daughter, and her daughter is saying that she's okay. But they said that they just don't believe it. They think that their daughter is being brainwashed and she's actually in a cult and this scam of R. Kelly. Like he put some type of spell on her and he's mind controlling her and manipulating her into saying that she's okay and saying that she wants to stay there. But they really think that she's being manipulated and held against her will.
Oh, wow. That's
so they
deep.
Did take her. Yeah, they did take her, and they said that themselves.
Yeah, but there's no.
I sent you guys the video. But
yeah,
leaving her.
Check it out, but yeah, leaving her is a different story. But there's no harm in taking her to the concert and, you know, backstage to meet R. Kelly. I don't think there's any harm in that. Now, if you leave her with that man, then you know.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Sign out, y'all. Give me y'all last. Brother Kett, give me your last 30 seconds on what you feel about this. We're going to get ready to sign up.
All right, last 30 seconds. I think, you know, the situation is bigger than R. Kelly. I think all parties involved are responsible. However, like I said, if I had to give the edge of responsibility, I would put it on R. Kelly, being that he's the famous one and he's, you know, has the money and he's manipulating these young girls. So I would just put most of the focus on him. And I think the brother needs to get the help that he needs. And instead of, you know, memes, he needs to get his circle tight. And the people around him really need to help him out and check him before he destroys his life and, you know, some other young women or people coming up lives as well. So, you know, it's a big issue. I leave it
out. Let me send this out to my brother. I'm not a Christian man, but I'm going to give him a proverb. The sayings of King Lemuel. And his oracle, his mother taught him. I messed it up. Anyway, he said, oh, my son of my womb, oh, son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. AR, you better quit and stay away from these women, man. They're ruining you. They're messing up your career. You was the number one. You was top dog, man. Snap out of it. Get rid of them gals. Get back on track to your music, man. Hey, we signing out. Holler back at us next Sunday. Hey, Collective Minds.
Thanks
peace,
for calling
y'all.
In, Collective Minds.
Peace,
follow
y'all.
Us on
thank y'all. Appreciate
Facebook.
It. Yeah. We appreciate the support, y'all, family. And tune in next week.
Thank you.